Love is not something that is a sort of rare commodity. Everybody has it. Existence is love.
You are one with the divine principle. You have the energy.
You are the Big Bang, the original force of the universe, coming on as whoever you are. See, when I meet you, I see not just what you define yourself as, Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so. I see every one of you as the primordial energy of the universe coming on at me in this particular way.
Money is a circulation of information, and in itself has no value.
Everybody is fundamentally the ultimate reality, not God in a politically kingly sense, but God in the sense of being the self, the deep down basic whatever there is, and you're all that.
Stop measuring days by degree of productivity and start experiencing them by degree of presence.
I know. It's been a while. I honestly didn't think I would be recording this today, but here I am. I am still alive. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Figuring Shit Out with the girl, Kelsey. We got a lot to talk about. Where do I even begin? So it's been a while. It's been a while since I posted an episode. If you're new here, you might want to skip this part because I'm just going to recap what's been going on. But if you are an OG follower, a follower of mine from the beginning, basically know my whole life of what's been happening within these last couple months. I recently moved back to Vegas from North Carolina. And this podcast, I started it in hopes of helping other people with their spiritual journey, with helping them become the main character, with my stories, my wisdom of what I've been through. And I don't know, I almost feel like lately my content wouldn't be as valuable to you guys. And I know that's just an ego thing, and I've been beating myself up about it because right now I feel like there's this era or this wave of new content creators who post the same things that I do here or on TikTok or YouTube. And I almost felt like, well, they're talking about the same things that I do, so why should I post, kind of thing. And that's it's a dumb argument, I know, because everyone's individual journey is different and it can help people in different ways. So hopefully my content can be of some value to someone. So that's why I decided to start posting again, or post this one at least, and let you guys know what's been going on. I also have been feeling like the universe has been sending me a lot of signs recently to post again. I recently was invited to be on someone else's podcast, and it made me realize, like, wow, I miss talking in a microphone. I miss posting what's been going on. And in that episode, I was very vulnerable. If you guys want to check it out, I'll link it down below. She's a content creator on TikTok. She does tarot and gives spiritual life advice. Her name's Naughty. So again, I'll link that down below. But talking to her and being vulnerable about stuff that I've been going through recently, I'm like, wow, this could also be good content for my audience. And I don't want to say content, but just good stories to tell you guys and help you guys not feel alone what you're going through. Maybe it's similar, maybe it's not. But I also recently ran into someone who recognized me in person, which was absolutely insane for me. She was like, oh, aren't you Kelsey Cortez? You post TikToks and all this. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, I haven't posted in so long. Like, and to be recognized, I was like, okay, universe, I see you. I also had a dream about my podcast microphone. And I was like, all right, I get it. So, all right, let's get into it. Again, this podcast is about figuring shit out. And I'm currently in the trenches of trying to figure it out. As you guys know, I am 25. I turned 25 in December. I moved from North Carolina to Vegas because I lived in North Carolina for about 7 months, where I learned a lot of myself. And when I came back, I thought things would be better, and I thought things in a new environment would help me continue this, continue my passions and all that. But I feel just so unmotivated lately. A lot of old wounds and a lot of old bad habits have been coming up, and I don't see it as a negative thing. I feel like we all have to go through these dark nights of the souls to progress forward and to grow. And that's what I talked to Nadia about on her podcast, but I guess I can go a little more in depth on here. Recently, I've been more into my inner child healing. There's a lot of healing that obviously I will continue to always need to do. There's no specific timeline for healing. Healing is a lifelong journey, as I always say. So a lot of my wounds from childhood, and I wouldn't even say childhood, I would say like inner teen, have been coming up. I dealt with a lot of eating disorders growing up, and a lot of self-image issues, body dysphoria, I think it's body dysphoria or dysmorphia. I can never say it right. But I dealt with that, bulimia, eating disorders, binge eating. And I wasn't being honest with myself within these last 3 years of me keeping that weight off or going through that huge weight loss transition. Because throughout these last three years, I was losing weight and I was on my spiritual journey and I was like, everything's fine, everything's going great. But I really wasn't being honest with myself of how I was doing it because I wasn't eating correctly. I wasn't taking care of my body correctly. And now I am. Now I'm seeing those consequences in my health, in the sense of not getting enough nutrition, my hormones being out of whack. It's really getting to me now because I know that a lot of the damage that I put my body through within these last 3 years are because of that, of trying to lose weight. And now it's just a battle of that self-confidence and comparing myself, and those triggers of when I was a teen are coming back up. I have been binge eating again. I have been struggling with my self-image, and along with these hormone imbalances because of not getting enough nutrition and not getting enough calories, my face has been breaking out even worse because, like I said, I've been just not taking care of myself within this last chunk of time, like 7 months, because I just feel so defeated almost. And along with that, you guys know that in my last couple episodes, I was talking about how I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and what path I wanted to take. Of course, I wanted to continue to create content, but how can I still continue to create content if I also am going through it, you know? And I think I've talked about this before, that I don't want to try to seem like I got it all together and try to help you guys when I can't even help myself, kind of thing. So I have been trying to heal myself more these past couple weeks, month, but those negative habits, those negative thoughts keep circling my mind, and it's been a battle, but I am just keep pushing forward. But that's really what's been going on, and I've been in this hermit mode of not wanting to see anybody, avoiding all my friends, avoiding doing anything with anyone. Dating life is non-existent, completely gone off the radar. But I think that's also a good thing because I do want to work on myself a little bit more before I actually do share my life with someone else. But in the process of all of this, it's been really lonely. So on top of everything, it's just like, what am I doing? You know, I've been having these like questions, like, I have nothing to look forward to. Like, I have nothing going for me. I don't know. It's just been very depressing. And not that I want to unalive myself, but those thoughts have been coming back. And like I said, I know those are my triggers from when I was a teen and almost unaliving myself and going through that depressive era. And I've just been trying to really do some inner teen healing and really just love myself for who I am and accept myself. But it's been really hard with all this societal pressure. And like I told Nadi in her podcast, that when I started this content and I started really diving deep into TikTok and to my podcast was around the time of COVID and quarantine. And I was thriving during that period. And although, yes, I might have not been honest with you guys or myself about the way I was looking and how I was looking so good because I was not eating properly or overindulging in caffeine so I wouldn't eat or taking all these diet pills, besides that, I was doing really great with my spiritual work, and I was really great with keeping up with my healing and all this stuff. And I wasn't comparing myself to other people, because during that time, we were all kind of in the same state of not having a job, not having that pressure to do anything. And now that it's real life again, and now that, I mean, it's been 2 years since quarantine, but that's been really hitting me hard, like me comparing myself to my friends, or me comparing myself to my peers and my family or my cousins or anyone else who's doing way better than I am in the sense of a career. I have just been in this hole of, what are you doing, Kels? Like, you've slumped back. You haven't been doing what you set out to be doing, and almost lost sense of my purpose. And at this point, I've been questioning my purpose. Like, what is it? And it's funny because I talked about this a couple episodes ago, or me even on my other podcast, how your purpose doesn't specifically have to align with a career. And I know that. It's like, I know these things, but I keep beating myself about it on the other end. My purpose could just be talking about my vulnerability, you know, and I have to get that through my head, because at the same time, I'm looking for jobs and I'm like, nothing aligns with what I believe. Nothing aligns with my perspective on life anymore. Like, I don't want to work for a company or a corporation that keeps feeding the thing that I want to end, which is this demanding capitalistic world. And I'm not going to get into capitalism or all that, like, pro or con capitalism, but I'm just saying, like, it's just so much pressure to be good, to make so much money and all this. But how are you going to get there if you don't work for a company that makes that much money? But I don't want to. I don't want to work for a company like that, that, like I said, keeps feeding this loop that we've all been in. And it's just been a struggle. It's been a struggle for me. It's also been a struggle for me to actually connect with people, because, again, I've been in this, like, depressive hole, but I still go to work. And right now I'm in a retail job. I'm not going to specifically say where, just in case. But I did work in this job when I was in college. So going back to this job after I had graduated, after I have a degree, like, I know that's very 3D thinking and very ego thinking, but it's just like, wow, Kels, like, you're going back to this when you can be doing something so much better, but that something better is not going to align with your soul. It's just so hard, you guys. But like I said, I've been working at this retail job again, and so hard connecting with people. My coworkers don't understand a lot of things that I talk about, or they see life through a different lens, and they talk about things that, like, I don't really care about anymore. Or gossip and all this stuff. And I'm just like, I know these are triggers or walls that are put up by the universe or myself to really test me, or really for me to look within and see what's going on. But it's hasn't been easy making those connections with people, because some people don't understand the spiritual side of things. And I see things through that spiritual lens. And even though, yes, I've been in this corporate retail job, it sometimes does drag me back. It drags me back to 3D. And I catch myself. I'm like, whoa, why are you complaining about this? Or why are you feeding this conversation that doesn't have anything to do? Like, there's not going to be a beneficial ending to this. You know what I mean? Like, it's very hard to explain. But if you're on a spiritual path, you understand that it's really hard to make connections with people who are not on a spiritual path or aren't aware of any realm beyond this one. And another thing I've been struggling with is almost feeling like I'm crazy because I don't have anyone to relate to here. I have a lot of friends that I can relate to online, and I have a lot of people who I can call that are on the other side of the country, but people in my physical reality, like, don't get what I'm talking about. So sometimes I'm like, wait, is this even real? Like, so I hide that spiritual aspect of me so I don't seem crazy, but that's also not being authentic. So it's a struggle. It's like, I want to be authentic. I want to be myself. I want to share my thoughts and the way I see life. But when I do, people are like, oh, wow, you're crazy. Or, wow, you're an anti-vax. Or, wow, this and that. And it's like, I don't want to have bad blood with anyone, you know? And I realize a lot of things about myself. Like, I'm a perfectionist for sure, because I don't want to let anyone down. I don't want to let myself down. I don't want to let my coworkers down or my family down. So I've been like hiding behind this mask, and that perfectionist side of me has been ruining a lot of things for me. And that's also why I haven't posted anything, because I'm like, wow, well, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know if they will listen to this, and it's not perfect. And I know a lot of my content is not perfect, but for some reason right now, I'm very triggered with that perfection side of me of like, everything has to go smoothly this way. We have to talk about this and that. If not, I'm not going to post it. And I have recorded a lot of other episodes that I was going to post, but I didn't because I was scared. I was like, no, people won't listen to this. They won't care. And it's just been killing me. It's just been like, maybe tomorrow I'll post. Maybe tomorrow I'll whip out the microphone and talk. But today doesn't feel right. Or today I just don't feel like talking. And it's just like, Kelsey, get out of this perfectionist mentality because it's ruining so many things. Even at work, I've noticed it a lot too. And I mean, this is kind of a good thing that I've been triggered a lot lately in that sense, and noticing a lot of my attributes or my personality traits that are not helping me. There are a lot of limiting self-beliefs that I had that I didn't know I had. And it's just a lot of new things that I'm learning about myself recently, and I didn't know how valuable that could be to you guys. But after, like I said, talking to Nadi on her podcast, I'm like, maybe I need to start being more vulnerable. Maybe I need to bring out my feminine energy and start talking. Just start talking whatever comes out of my heart and whatever I'm going through at the time. Maybe it can help someone. So if you're listening to this, I hope it does do some good for you, and I hope it is valuable for you in one way or another, because posting this stuff is not easy, and it's not easy coming up with content every day, and I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to fake my content. I don't want to like think of things and just be like, oh, this will attract more people. I've never been that way in the sense of gaining an audience or getting clout. Even looking back to when I first started posting TikToks, I posted them for fun. I really didn't care about followers. I didn't care about any of that. But then I started noticing that I was helping people. That's when it drove me to post more. And I was like, that's what I want out of this. It's fulfilling. It's fulfilling being able to help people open their eyes to a new reality, to a more in-depth sense of being. And that's what I was doing. And that's what made me want to post more, not the followers, not the clout. So it's funny when people ask me, they're like, so what strategies do you use to like post content? Like, what time do you post? Is there a specific time to get more traction and all this? I'm like, I don't really pay attention to those things. I never have. Because like I said, I never posted this stuff for an audience or to gain followers. I just posted this out of my heart to help people. And again, that was more when I started growing an audience. I was more during that COVID era where I was being more authentic and being more myself. And now that this cloud of darkness has come over me recently, it's just, I'm very grateful for it in a sense, because I know that dark and light cannot exist without each other, and we have to go through these periods to grow, and we have to go through these periods to learn things about ourselves and learn things about the world, because I know that our outer world reflects our inner world, vice versa. Did I say that right? Our outer world reflects our inner world. Yes, right? Our inner world reflects our outer world. But you get what I mean. So I have learned a lot more, and I'm learning to be more honest with myself, because I wasn't being honest with myself. And I know I posted an episode about that. I think it was my last one. Just be honest with yourself. And it's funny because I talked about this, I don't know, maybe my twin flame episode or an episode before that, about how one of my friends back in 2019, he told me, hey, Kelsey, you need to start being more honest with yourself. And I didn't understand that. I was like, well, I am honest with myself. What are you talking about? But I wasn't. Now looking back, I'm like, wow, I was so fake. And not in the fake, like plastic world kind of way, in a fake way that like wasn't healthy. And like I said, I'm starting to see that now in my own health and in physical aspects, as well as spiritual aspects. I mean, I wasn't faking any of my routines or anything like that on TikTok. Like, I really did have a set routine of meditating, journaling, and reading and all that, but I've lost sight of that completely. Within this last 3 months, I have not read, I have not meditated as consistently, I've not journaled as consistently, and it makes me so mad. It makes me so sad seeing that I was such a better person in that area like a year ago or 2 years ago, but I lost complete sight of that. Another update with my crystal shop, because I did have a crystal shop. I had to completely shut it down because I didn't have the funds to fund it anymore, and I didn't have the motivation to keep up with it anymore. And it's very sad to me, and it breaks my heart because I had so much passion for it, because I loved helping you guys help you find the right crystal for you. And now looking at it, like, I don't even touch my crystals anymore. I don't look at them. I haven't touched a tarot card in so long, and it's so frustrating because I'm falling back into bad habits or bad patterns that I used to have before quarantine, before I really dove into that spiritual aspect of me and that spiritual side of me. And it's really sad. And a lot of triggers have been coming up when people ask me, like, oh, what do you do for your spiritual practice? And I take a step back and I'm like, whoa, like, what do I do now? I binge watch TV now. I don't eat the healthiest. I don't care. Like, I really just don't care anymore about myself. And that really drove me into this depressing, like, period. And I'm just trying to be as vulnerable as I can with you guys right now, because it has been hard, not only for me, but my family who has to deal with me. But again, we're figuring shit out, and I hope that this doesn't last long. And this is a first step to pushing myself and getting myself out there again. So I hope that I do end up posting this one, because like I said, I've recorded like 3 other episodes and I didn't even end up posting them. But I hope I do end up posting this one and push myself and be more vulnerable, because that's been another struggle of mine. I haven't been able to open up. So yeah, that's really what's been going on with my life recently. And I really hope, I just hope that whoever listens to this knows that if you're also going through something similar, if you're frustrated with yourself because you think you're falling into old bad habits, old bad patterns and all that, you're not alone. It happens. And I mean, I don't know, like I said, I don't want to be someone's light post when I'm not even seeing the light myself. But I do want to just try to be vulnerable and try to help you guys realize that you're not alone. And that's really just my intention with this episode, and to let you guys know what's been going on, because I have been getting a lot of DMs and messages and comments saying, where are you? Why haven't you posted? And yeah, I know it's frustrating, and it's frustrating for me looking on my social media and seeing you guys miss me and seeing my old posts and like, wow, I was so active and I was doing all these things. And it just makes me so mad. Like, I lost complete motivation for that. And it's just, I don't know why. I don't know why I've been so down on myself. And I mean, I guess, like I said, I mean, I kind of know why. I know I have to go through this for a reason, but my ego just doesn't understand it. So, well, I know this was a short one, and I know I haven't posted in a while, and I'm sorry. But I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. I hope this gives you a new perspective. It shines a light on things that maybe you haven't been honest to yourself about. And I will continue to do the inner healing, and I will continue to do the inner work. And I'm not giving up on myself. I'm not giving up on you guys. I just wanted to keep you guys updated on what's been going on. And I love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you for being there and for messaging me. And but yeah, this has just been me, raw, real, and we're going to continue to figure shit out, all right? If you need anything, you can always reach me on Twitter, at AlignYourDivine, or comment on one of my TikTok videos. I'll try to get back to you there. But yeah, I love you guys so much. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening to me rant. Love you guys. Bye!
Love is not something that is a sort of rare commodity. Everybody has it. Existence is love.